This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends. Welcome to another live edition of the Alex Jones Show. And it's hard to believe, but it's here. It's already Friday, the 3rd of October 2003. And next Tuesday, we're going to have the recall election in California. And there have been some new revelations, well, for the rest of the country, not for listeners of this show. It broke last night on the television news and this morning in all the big papers. The new revelation why they've broken a big story here. That Arnold said that he admired Hitler and wanted to be Hitler. Now, I've been telling you this over and over again. This is not a new revelation. I finally read the groping revelations. They were worse than I thought. He admits up to this and apologizes to it. I mean, he wasn't just groping women because he was attracted to them, which is bad enough, with no self-control. It was about control. It was about being mean to them. The type of stuff he would do was about the exercise of power over them. And I know, overall, the whole recall election is a big distraction, a big diversion. It is the fifth largest economy in the world, but you're going to get a Cruz Bustamante, a Davis, a Schwarzenegger. They're all a bunch of trash. I mean, they're all in the same category. But to see President Bush four times saying he'd make a great governor, make a good governor, to hear Limbaugh and Sean Hannity defend him and say he's a great guy. The Washington Times today, I am just amazed by the Washington Times. Though they are Moonies, I guess we forget that. The Reverend Moon running things. They have endorsed Arnold. They say he is a conservative for America. You ought to read it. It's on Infowars.com right now, folks. Infowars.com is being updated right now. In fact, some of the site's already been updated, but the update's going to keep going for the next hour with more stories being added, so continue to hit refresh on the website. The story is that Limbaugh and Bush and the Washington Times are endorsing Arnold. Oh, by the way, I went to pick up some laundered shirts yesterday at the local laundry and was accosted by Moonies. The Moonies are back. I remember being a little kid in the 70s and my dad having to beat the Moonies off with a stick if we went for a walk around the neighborhood or were walking into a store. Well, they were back. This time they had like 17-year-old girls literally pushing up against me, trying to get me to give them $15 for the Moonies. So just more and more of the cockroaches coming out from underneath the floorboards here. Of course, the Reverend Moon says that he is Jesus, by the way. And he funds a lot of the so-called Christian right organizations. So we know we're in so much trouble. The Washington Times does have some good writers, by the way. It does do better reporting than a lot of papers. Again, it's like rat poison. 98% of it's good foods, the 2% that kills the rat. This morning I was reading the editorial by the Washington Times editors and about how they, Arnold is the one, is the headline. And we just love Arnold. He embodies conservatism. Folks, you got to read it to believe it. Again, it's like saying Hitler embodies the ADL or something, or Hitler embodies freedom or something. I can't handle it anymore. It's just amazing. So I have written an addendum to my article, The New World Order Elite Has Big Plans for Arnold, and that's been posted right now on Infowars.com. With just some of the new bullet points of what's coming out about this guy on top of the huge article I wrote exposing him. So please email it out to every radio station, every TV station, especially if you're on the West Coast, and demand that your local neocon speak the truth about Arnold. And as they read the article, every comment, every statement we make is hyperlinked to mainstream news. Everything we say is documented, okay? All right, we'll be right back, get to all the serious news, like more on race-specific bioweapons, more on NAFTA, GATT, and the area of the free trade of Americas, being expanded, NAFTA on steroids, We're going to get into all the serious news as America is deconstructed. Hopefully we can head the globalists off the path and stop them. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Once this, pay only 10% of the normal cost for prescription drugs. You heard me right. Save up to 90% on your prescription drugs with the help of WellPharmacy.com. WellPharmacy.com compares prices all over the globe to bring you the best possible value available for your prescription medications. WellPharmacy is easy to use. Simply log on to www.wellpharmacy.com. Enter the pertinent information or consult with one of our physicians online. Then enter your prescription information, and the online pharmacies will ship you the medication you need. Billing is 100% safe. It's secure, and your information is never shared or sold to anyone. WellPharmacy.com cares about your health and what you've been spending on prescription medications, and the quality of service at WellPharmacy.com can't be beat. So what are you waiting for? Log on to www.wellpharmacy.com and start saving money today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I was up until about, I don't know, 3 a.m. last night, working on a new documentary film. And as I was driving back from the office to the hacienda, I was listening to the, the overnight propaganda channel, and it was, oh, Al Qaeda is going to attack us any minute. They're behind the power outages. The government can't get the Taliban and Al Qaeda because they've got suitcase nukes in the country and they're blackmailing Bush. That's why the CIA flew out. They said 5,000 Taliban and Al Qaeda. And they claim the Russians did that. No, it was the Pakistan intelligence and CIA, and that's admitted in every paper. So interesting little tidbits mixed in there. And so that's why all this is happening. And, well, Governor Ridge is trying to save us. Well, let me tell you why the power's going off worldwide, because this is their excuse to jack up the power prices. Under deregulation, my power prices, just 3 or 4 years ago, I would have a $300, $240. During the summer, it might be $400, but generally, the average is about $240-something. I've gone back and looked it up. Folks, this summer, I had $1,000 power bills, okay, in the same house. $1,000 power bills at 700 and something during the winter. Butane, propane's way up. The gasoline's all up. I guess Al-Qaeda did that too. And yes, you've got power outages all over. Yes, it's concerted. Yes, it's not an accident, folks. They're turning the power off on purpose, from all the evidence I've seen, to make you think that there is an artificial scarcity of power. And their solution is to centralize all of the nation's and really the world's power systems on a regional basis through one major hub, which destroys redundancy and allows for greater problems. But, see, it brings monopoly and oligopoly. So when you hear deregulation, it's the opposite. It's just the government isn't going to run it. A fascist cartel is. That's the only difference. So we won't have socialism, we'll have fascism. You know, just a different type of command and control. And so the more I listen, I mean, it's just amazing. Folks, the Taliban and Al-Qaeda are CIA. The FBI trained the hijackers, paid for their houses, their cars, their credit cards. The hijackers were just patsies to be seen at the scenes of the crime. They weren't on board the aircraft. That's what the evidence shows. It's a conspiracy theory, like saying the moon's made of cheese, to claim these 19 guys took over four planes and did all this, and NORAD stood down for an hour and 20-something minutes, and on and on and on and on. But I've got all this serious news about dozens and dozens and dozens of race-specific bioweapons experts who produce weapons that will kill certain races of humans, certain subgroups of the species. And I see them creating the BioShield, the federal program to lock down the cities, to forcibly inject you, putting in the highway barrier shutdown systems, the internal checkpoints, militarizing the police, getting rid of Posse Comitatus, bringing in the firing troops, publicly training them. I watch all this in just abject disgust. I don't want to say horror or terror, though a certain area of my mind is terrorized by it. I have control of my faculties in that respect. And then in the midst of this, I watch the news of Limbaugh under investigation for buying hundreds of thousands of dollars of painkillers that he supposedly gobbles with extreme pleasure. We've got Arnold running around screaming in front of huge crowds, "I hate blacks, I hate N, I hate you, you're garbage, I love Hitler, I want to be a dictator at Nuremberg, I love Hitler," grabbing women, telling them the most filthy things you can imagine. And then he's endorsed by the Washington Times as conservatism. Folks, I have the article. He is what we need in America of family values. They actually say that. This is like a Monty Python skit or something. It's a joke. And let me tell you something. I'm very, very angry. Because I've stood up to Nazis. I've gone out and bullhorned the Klan. It's a bunch of federal officers. The militia snuck into the good old boy roundup in 92, where top FBI, CIA, DEA, police, FBI, they were all there. Hanging black people in effigy, selling what they called offensively nigger hunting licenses. And we've been instrumental in exposing how they control the racist Mexicans, the racist blacks, how all these racial groups are controlled, turn us all against each other. I've been a stalwart supporter of liberty and freedom, and I remember 2 years ago the New York Times, the opening salvo, mixing me into an article, folks, that had, yes, Bin Laden and top Nazis in it. They didn't say I was a Nazi. They just said, well, Mr. Jones believes the elite go to Bohemian Grove, as do other extremists. And then when I said the government could be behind the space shuttle as a diversion right before the war when they were losing momentum, as a unifying factor, a psychological trigger of the hive being under attack. And lo and behold, there I am on the ADL website. Didn't say a word about Caucasians. Didn't say a word about Asians. Didn't say a word about Semitic people. Had nothing to do with it. I just said, we need to investigate this. Don't believe a word comes out of NASA's mouth. And there I was, mixed in with every sundry group and good group you can imagine as well. I'm sick of it. And then to watch these groups the Simon Wiesenthal Center and others endorse Arnold makes me want to puke. Folks, they know good and well Arnold said he admires Hitler and dictators. That was in earlier versions of Pumping Iron. They know good and well he did those interviews. They got intelligence files that are amazing. They know good and well he's a Nazi. They know he's a big fat pig. They don't care. It's just a politically correct tool to beat good Americans over the head when we try to defend ourselves from the New World Order. And I'm sick of it. And I'm calling you out. You're the people that behave like Nazis. You're the people that protect Nazis. You're the people of the UN who, when it came out that Kirk Valtheim was this big Nazi, that defended him at the UN. The New World Order likes Nazis. They like real Nazis. And I'm sick of them coming out and calling good people Nazis. I'm upset about it. I'm angry about it. And that's why I have, I've written a little, I guess what you could call an addendum. I've written an addendum to my article about Arnold Schwarzenegger that's on Infowars.com, and I hope you'll email it out to all news, radio, everybody, and say, hey, neocon, wake up. How can you endorse this guy? How can the Washington Times endorse this guy? Listen to this. The full story on Arnold Schwarzenegger, the self-proclaimed wannabe dictator, updated 10/03/03. I wrote this about 45 minutes ago. Because we first researched Arnold and wrote the article below, even more amazing revelations have surfaced and then have been confirmed concerning his frightening character. Here are just a few of the new developments. Fellow champion bodybuilders Robbie Robertson and Rick Wayne have gone public about Arnold Schwarzenegger's running around in front of huge crowds at bodybuilding meetings screaming, down with the blacks, down with the N-word, on and on, all blacks out. And we have a link to mainstream news articles in front of hundreds of witnesses where he did this. In a 77 interview for Rolling Stone magazine, Arnold said he dreamed of being a dictator and controlling large groups of people. Yeah, we have a link to the original article, the news clippings. In a 1977 interview for Rolling Stone, folks, he said he dreamed of being a dictator controlling large groups of people. Now ABC News is reporting that Arnold wrote in the 75 book proposal for Pumping Iron that later became a movie that, quote, I admire Hitler, for instance, because he came from being a little man with almost no formal education up to power. I admire him for being such a good public speaker and for what he did with it. He went on to say that he would have liked to be like Hitler in Nuremberg Stadium and have all those people screaming at you and just being totally in agreement with whatever you say. We've also discovered that Schwarzenegger is in the private porno collection of infamous Robert Mapplethorpe. Schwarzenegger admits that the allegations by women of his out-of-control groping frenzies are true. I'm talking about repeatedly cornering women, jumping on them in elevators, folks. Arnold Schwarzenegger is obviously an unstable megalomaniac, psychologically unstable and unsuitable to be trusted with the most basic of jobs, much less running the world's fifth-largest economy. People need to know the truth about Arnold. Out of the tragedy that is Arnold's candidacy, some good can be gleaned. I can think of no better example of the Republican Party showing themselves as the neocon whores that they are. Arnold is diametrically opposed in his actions and his policies to every traditional American value in our history. And he is being given massive endorsements from George W. Bush's and Sean Hannity's of the world. Please help us get the truth out about Arnold by emailing this article to friends and family in the media. The establishment press has really been soft-peddling Arnold's obvious mental illness. It's up to the grassroots to get the real story out about this would-be dictator. Please spread the word. And think about at the 100th birthday of Strom Thurmond, Trent Lott, who was bucking Bush, trying to pass the partial birth abortion ban. He'd been told don't do that. He just says, oh, you'd have made a great president, buddy. Just a little side comment. The neocons got on the radio and said, yeah, he should step down. Bush didn't defend him. We got a country where people freak out if in a band display of World War II amongst a bunch of flags, eight other flags, there's a swastika, they freak out, go into convulsions of mindless idiocy. But Arnold can run around saying he loves Hitler and he still gets the endorsement of the Washington Times. I mean, it just shows, folks, it isn't about substance. It isn't about reality. So you want gun control. You want higher taxes. You want to be regulated. You want more NAFTA and GATT. You want to have secret police on every corner. You like it. You're not real conservatives out there. You're not real Americans. And you know who you are. You are shameful, pitiful swine who want to be slaves, and so you're going to get it. Now, a lot of us don't want this to happen, and so regardless of what you do, we're going to stand up and fight. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives in education.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownard with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I want to talk to you about a serious problem and a number of ways it may affect you. If you have trouble picking up your grandchild, doing the gardening, golfing, or just getting out of bed comfortably, I want to introduce you to a revolutionary new breakthrough called Feels Like a New Knee. The name should tell you exactly why we want you to have the chance to try this remarkable product out for yourself for 30 days at our risk. We have over 10,000 people right now who swear by this product each and every day. They wouldn't get up in the morning without it, and you shouldn't either, particularly when we guarantee it will make a huge difference in your life. It will help solve the problem or you don't pay. Let's hear from some of those 10,000.
It's just absolutely miraculous. It's hard to believe. You've got to try it. Oh, yeah, it was amazing.
For complete details and to try Feels Like a New Knee, call 1-800-442-1102. 1-800-442-1102.
All right, coming up, there have been more serious developments of race-specific bioweapons being developed by the world. This is really serious stuff. Bush men scramble to contain spy leak scandal. Japanese city plans GPS tracking system for children in the wake of teen abduction. Oh, see, a child's been abducted. You all have to be tracked now. And, oh, you need the chip now. More on Bush not serving in the Air National Guard going AWOL. And just a bunch of other really vital news and info. We're going to have wide open phones on this worldwide transmission on this 3rd of October, Friday edition. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. But really, are you as amazed as I am that Trent Lott could be burned for nothing and hung out to dry by the socialist neocons, but Arnold can say, and I mean 2 years ago, folks, hanging out with top Nazis, of all time other top Nazis, that's who he hangs out with, folks. He's in Austria a couple months out of the year, and running around doing all this, and all the revelations, and the porn, and the groping, and the sexual harassment. This is incredible, and he gets away with it, and he gets endorsements by the so-called Christian conservatives. Just amazing. Let's talk to Frank in Deutschland. Go ahead, Frank, from Germany. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'd like to give you some information about 9/11 and Germany, what happened here.
Yes, sir.
In the media. You know that there are a couple of books here that were very successful. And you were reading this where they asked the people how many Germans believe that the U.S. government is behind it.
A large portion believe it, yes.
Yeah, but you know where it came out first. It came out in the weekly newspaper Die Zeit. And the publisher of Die Zeit is Helmut Schmidt. So this
Helmut
is where the numbers came from.
For folks that don't know, Helmut Schmidt is a fellow Satanist with Arnold. And I'm not kidding, that's his own book, folks. Written by Helmut Schmidt. Tell folks who Helmut Schmidt is.
Well, he's the former German chancellor in the 70s, and then he had to step down because of Helmut Kohl. He went to Bohemian Grove.
And now you've got Gerhard Schröder sneaking around.
Yes, and, well, Gerhard Schröder, he went to the Bilderberg meeting in the 70s. He was invited.
Yeah.
He wasn't even a big politician back then, but he was invited back then.
Well, he's a tough guy. I wouldn't mess with him. He would savagely beat people almost to death. He was a frontline communist enforcer.
Yeah.
Street fighter.
So, and then there came out all these stories about 9/11, and of course, all the people that said, you know, they were suspicious about the official storyline. You know, they called them, you know, conspiracy idiots and these kind of things. But there's one thing that was very, really interesting. Was the information about the so-called living or still living hijackers. And what
and that did, has been in your papers, and it is confirmed that most of them have been found alive.
I know, but they said, for example, Der Spiegel, it's a big, also weekly magazine.
Yes.
They called the BBC and the Telegraph and all these papers, and they said they all took the information from Arabian newspapers. So they never checked them by themselves, they said.
Well, they do that and try to discredit, but that's even been an MSNBC that confirmed that hijackers are alive. Now, let me throw this out at you. Going back to Helmut Schmidt, he wrote in his book, Men in Power, a political retrospective, and it's in my film, Bohemian Grove, Dark Secrets. He said, I'm in the Bilderberg Group, I'm the Trilateral Commission, I'm the CFR, we are the New World Order. He said, I love the Druid rituals we do at our encampment in Germany, but he goes, I love our order in Northern California. Now, have you, because you're in Germany, were you aware of the fact, I mean, you obviously know he went to the Grove, but it is interesting to see that one of his papers you're saying, and I haven't confirmed this, but I believe you, you're saying that he's out there putting out 9/11 information.
Well, they brought out a big story about, you know, how the CIA was break down and how the German intelligence was listening on the hijackers in Germany. This came out, I think, last year, but The Zeit was the first newspaper that put out this, where they asked the people, the common people on the streets, how many of them believe that the U.S. government is behind it. So it went into this direction, you know, general anti-Americanism.
Well, I tell you what, I want to hold you over about 5 minutes in the next segment if we can, Frank, because I want to pick your brain about the view of the average German right there in the heart of Europe. And I also want to get what you guys think about Arnold. What are you making of Arnold Schwarzenegger and all these revelations?
Okay.
In fact, answer that question now if you can. We'll get to the 9/11 stuff when we get back. What's the average German think of Arnold?
Well, the news, the TV news, they show him, you know, they show a little bit about the California re-election and they say, you know, how, you know, this great guy, oh, he has a couple of problems, you know, because of all these weird stories that's coming up and... Well, generally, they show him as a nice guy, not as a person with a couple of problems. There was no mentioning of his Kurt Waldheim relationship.
Okay, stay there. Stay there. Okay. They're very important. We'll be right back with our friend from Germany.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, and then back from 9 to midnight Central, we do this show. There's also a retransmission from 1 to 4 Central overnight in the AM. And I want to thank all of our AM and FM affiliates that picked the show up. The broadcast is growing by leaps and bounds on the AM and FM dial. On the internet, the numbers just steadily grow. The show is routinely number one on Shoutcast, beating Dr. Laura and others. And that's just one of our many streams that do that. And we also have a giant international global shortwave listenership during the day at 12.172 and 93.20, and at night from 9 to midnight at 5.085 and 68.90. We're about to jump back into more of your calls and just a ton of really important news. We're talking to Frank in Germany. Getting his take on the media response over there, where it's been all over their papers, the evidence of government involvement in September 11th. But again, he points out that one of the editors is the former German Chancellor, Helmut Schmidt, who's a Bohemian Grove member and admitted New World Order minion. But again, that's part of it. Europe really controls America and is using America as the bad cop to take over the countries, while Europe plays the part of the good cop for the third world, and as the UN poses as the arbiters of peace and love. And so that makes sense that you've got globalists involved in exposing 9/11. I've said this, that if you just say the U.S. government did it and, oh, George Bush did it, you're playing into their hands. If you say the global government did it and these more powerful global forces did, then you're striking at the heart of the matter and the real issue. Do you have any comments to that, Frank, from Germany?
Yeah, I can only agree to this. In German media, if you read anything about the UN, it's all about, you know, this good and great institution, and we should give it more power and do this and do that. And there's no critical voice anywhere about the UN. None so ever.
Not in the mainstream media. The UN needs its surrogate, the new Soviet America, to go out and do the bad stuff, then it polarizes the world into a bipolar system again that's a fraudulent bipolar system. It's not dual. It's monocular, or it's one. And it's right there. So they need us to play the part of the bad cop so they can be the good cop. Go ahead.
Yes, but I think the most of the Germans, they really know what's going on. So it's not about this anti-Americanism that the media is hyping, you know, just to say, you know, you say anything about 9/11, you say anything critical about the official story, and you're labeled anti-Americanist or something like that. But I think that the common Germans, they know very well what's going on and how.
What do you think? In I know in Germany, if you criticize any official line, you can be arrested. They'll call it anti-Semitism if you say 5,999,000 Jews died instead of 6 million, you get arrested.
Yeah, that's true. There's a law against it.
Yeah, there's a law against it. But then Arnold can be dancing around saying, "I love Hitler," and you're saying your news is kind of, "Oh well, he means well."
I can also see the Austrian TV, and of course now they're picking up this new information about, you know, how he admired Hitler and all these things. And they put behind the big question marks, of course. And, well, generally, it's very positive about Schwarzenegger. So, can't say anything more about this. So, that's just, you know, all a big, great thing. You know, it's the only guy we know over here. So, of course, they show him, but they show not critical things about him.
Do the German people ever connect all time to the UN? Their favorite Secretary General over there for 10 years, 72 to 82, and then went on to be Austrian president. I mean, do people ever go, wait a minute, the UN's so good, why did they put this war criminal in there? I mean, again, the UN is a murdering organization.
I know, but it's over. It's 5 minutes ago, and the people already forgot about it. So,
well, I will say this. I get a lot of emails and letters and even video orders and book orders from Germany, from Europe, from Switzerland, from France, from England. It does seem like the population is more sophisticated. That is, a German knows where Iraq is on the map. A German may even know what our Fourth Amendment is. And I'm not putting America down, folks. I'm just saying that they are more educated over there.
Yes, that's true. But if you try to get to the media, you know, to get a certain message out, to get a different kind of view out, there's a very good example about the neocons. They showed the neocons and they interviewed, for example, they interviewed Crystal in German TV. And if you compare it to what the BBC did, because I had a good connection and got the BBC documentation about it, and if you put these two documentations side by side, the neocons came out very positive in the German TV and was absolutely devastating in the BBC report. So even that is very controlled, because now they put in all these guys that are, you know, that went over to the USA, and they found some of them worked at the US TV stations, for example. They lived there, and you know, they had all this bonding with the big guys, with CNN and all these kind of things, and then these stations. So
yeah, they're merging the medias.
Yes.
And that was my next point. Again, you're very well informed on this, Frank. There in Germany, that's people wonder why the BBC suddenly is reporting, putting out such incredible information. Well, that's because there's been a rebellion at the BBC. They're about to lose their funding. They're about to disappear, basically. Rupert Murdoch, the chief neocon, one of the chief neocons, he's in the top echelon of that group, is over there trying to take over the British media. And so the British media is panicking. That's why you're hearing some truth from them. You do have some infighting inside the New World Order as they gobble up some of their former colleagues. Frank from Germany, you got about a minute left. Anything else you'd like to add?
I'd just like to request that you might get Stanley Hilton on again, this lawyer from San Francisco that's suing George W. Bush for $7 billion.
Yeah, that was a great interview. Did you ever see the text of that?
Yes, yes. I've never got any more information about this, and it seems like it disappeared.
Yeah, what happened is I had Hilton on twice. I talked to him again, and he said, I got court every day. I'm getting 200 calls a day from your show. And I'm like, please come back on. He's like, okay, call me in a week or two. I've been doing so many interviews, I can't even. And I know how it feels. I've done thousands, over 1,000 in the last 2 years. It is exhausting. So yeah, I'll try to get Hilton back on.
So, or if he's, you know, if he's very busy, you know, maybe you can get this guy, you know, this rapper Paris, that put out a new album.
Oh, yes, Paris. And Paris is a fan of the show. I'm a fan of his work.
Okay. So maybe you can get him on, because I heard his, I'm not a fan of rap music, but I heard his new CD, and it's not even harsh, it's brutal.
He's powerful, very, very powerful. Thanks for the call.
I appreciate
that call from Germany, Frank. Let's talk to David here in the States. David, where are you calling us from here in the U.S., sir?
Hello, Alex. Don't know if you've been updated on the Free State project.
Hey, where are you calling us from?
Oh, Maine.
Yeah, they've chosen New Hampshire as their area to have people move there who want liberty and freedom.
Absolutely. Now, the point that I was calling to make was the Associated Press handled the story quite a bit differently than the way perhaps you or I would have. And that is, they interviewed a principal from a high school who said, oh, no, those dope-smoking hippies are going to come in and take all our funding. And then they interviewed another guy. Oh no, they're not going to pick our trash up. We're not going to have police. We don't want them here. But in reality, all they want to do is come in. I believe the number was 5,000 people had to commit to a state, and that's what caused the vote. And then they said, we're not actually going to invite people to move until we hit 20,000. And they just wanted to go in and peacefully get themselves elected to their local public office or county commission or whatever. and start taking back some of the freedoms
that's the
that we've already lost.
And it was sold as if a bunch of sex-crazed, reefer-mad demons are about to descend. Now, again, the Free States Project, I am for decriminalization of drugs because the government ships them in to destabilize the country and drives up the prices. It's like alcohol prohibition. It actually causes more drugs to be in our society and makes it fashionable and militarizes the police. That's why I'm against it. So I am for decriminalization, so that argument against it is false. The legalization of prostitution, I am against that because it is a disease-spreading problem. It is a public health issue. And I do not believe the First Amendment covers just the type of amazing obscenity we see that they're trying to push into the schools. But at the same time, I do believe in a republic and liberty. And people want to go into a state, take it over, and vote for no gun laws and vote for drug decriminalization and have it on a county-by-county and state basis. I think it's totally American.
Absolutely. And if the people who are there don't like it, then they're invited to leave.
Well, that's it. And we're going in the wrong direction towards tyranny, and we get more drugs, we get more promiscuity, we get more of the wild sex, we get more of the breakdown of society, we get the bigger prisons. Big government isn't meant to stop all this. It fosters it. So smaller government, history has shown, will reverse that.
Absolutely. Thomas Jefferson's plan for a public school system, for example, only provided for 3 years of paid public education, and after that, you either paid your own tuition, or in most cases, that was enough education, and the child knew how to read and write and do arithmetic.
Well, I think the Free State group made a bad decision with their voters, but that's what they voted for.
Yeah,
for New Hampshire.
New Hampshire got it.
The Live Free or Die State. I think the answer is Montana, or in Idaho, but that didn't happen. I think that was foolish. That shows a lack of geopolitical and regional understanding, but hey, you know, that's how they voted. I'm not knocking the East Coast, but I mean, look, you had Senator Bob Smith, who's a friend of mine, been down here, I've been out to dinner with him, we've had him here speaking, and what did? They ran John Sununu against him and ran him out of office, and Bush targeted him. Bush has targeted Ron Paul. Bush has openly said they're targeting Tom Dancredo in Colorado. So we got big problems. We could have a free state in New Hampshire. I mean, I totally agreed with Bob Smith, an incredible voting record. Where is Bob Smith now? He's out of office. Again, another crime of these neocons. They make me sick, David.
Yeah, so the thesis that you're perhaps offering is that suppose a state could become, quote, conservative and return to those values, but would they then be maybe cut off or alienated from the rest of the states in
Sounds
the
wonderful.
Congress?
Sounds wonderful. No, it would become like the Cayman Islands. Or some of the other places where all the jobs and all the factories and all the money's going, where you have lower taxes and liberty, everyone's going to run screaming with their tongues hanging out.
Right.
I mean, and that's what they're afraid of. Look, there were globalist papers written during the 1770s, during the Revolutionary War, where Europe was panicking. England was panicking. The king, King George II, said, if we let this happen, all of the monarchies will fall. I mean, if we let them have guns and have freedom and have low taxes, all investment will flow there. And what happened after the Revolutionary War? The investment flowed here.
Right, and they've been, ever since then, all the way to the 30s, they were battling with us to take our gold away from us because they were trying to put the whole world on a paper currency,
which our gold
currency was beating them every time.
That's it, and exactly, because they, look, the goldsmiths, the Rothschilds, the manipulators of commodities, the Oppenheimers, the gold, the diamond monopoly, they work in controlled commodities. That's how they get their control, is off monopolies. And so they need world government to control those monopolies. It's really simple.
Absolutely.
And they were panicking because they can't have people, the fractional reserve bankers like it where you put an ounce of gold in their bank, they give you 10 times the paper back and then charge interest on paper. And that's what the Federal Reserve is, except now there's not even an ounce of gold on a 10-to-1 ratio. They've gone past fractional reserve banking now.
They're fractional reserving their debt notes is all they're doing now.
Absolutely.
They've gone negative.
And, I mean, look, I mean, it's like diamonds. Diamonds are more plentiful than gold. They've got giant warehouses full of giant bins of diamonds. Admitted huge hoards of them, but by having a monopoly. I mean, there was an article in the New Yorker magazine 3 years ago where they admitted that the Oppenheimers send in private armies to slaughter and kill everybody. They'll assassinate anybody that gets in their way, anybody that tries to chip diamonds out without their approval. And it was just real funny in the New Yorker. Oh, yeah, they kill everybody. Oh, it's funny. Ha, ha, ha. Just right out in the open.
Yeah, well, there was a person who owns a radio station up here in northern Maine, and he was discussing with me the concept of, well, maybe we could split Maine in half and make northern Maine its own state and still exist within inside the framework of the federal government. We'll just be our own state, have our own governor. I said, never worked. He said, why is that? I said, what are you going to use for money? What are you going to use for a military?
Well, balkanization is bad if it's along the racial lines or along, you know, these side issues. But balkanization, separation of powers, is good geographically.
Right.
And more states, more counties, more different forms of government within the confederation that is the republic.
Absolutely.
Allied states for military protection and control of the borders. We need more breakups. We need to break states up into smaller pieces. We need to have different elections and different governors and different voting systems. That brings true liberty, as the Founding Fathers said. What we don't want is some big, fat federal government running everything, telling you how high to have your yard and what type of car to drive. And that's the direction we're going in, Dave. Hey,
yeah,
what do you think about Arnold and going into a bodybuilding contest and screaming, I hate all blacks, you're scum, get out of here. I love Hitler, I want to be a dictator. Running around and still getting the endorsement of the Washington Times.
Well, isn't that the new conservatism?
Well, it's all over Drudge, all over ABC News, all over all the papers, breaking news. It just broke. He admired Hitler. How many times have I told you he admired Hitler?
Many.
Well, I gave the quotes in my article that I wrote a month ago. I talked about it months ago.
Well, I heard a soundbite of him on the news the other night, last night, as a matter of fact, on the radio, where he did admit, yeah, I did do the groping of the women, and yeah, I think it was wrong.
By the way, it wasn't just groping. He would hide out in the hallway, and this was admitted, and this good-looking girl who worked in the, you know, for in the production of T2 back in 1990 or 91, then he would wait and come running in his Speedos and start hunching her. I don't want to go into any more details than that, but, you know, gyrating on her. He did this tour three times.
Right, but isn't that really the mindset of most of that type? Big, burly, athletic, movie star type?
I don't know. I think they can have their way. Guys, and they're not like that. Maybe his type, but, I mean, folks, I would expect to be arrested if I jumped on some woman in an elevator and started punching her. I mean, folks, this is... And look, you notice, Limbaugh's getting burned now. Arnold's getting burned now. Bush is getting burned now in the media. That's to make people think that's what conservatism and Christianity is all about. As I said, they're setting us up. Do you see what's happening?
Yeah, well, what they've done is they've adopted the old Army guerrilla warfare tactics where you don't fight the battles with bullets, you fight it with information. Like your slogan says, there's a war on for your mind.
Exactly, and you notice that German was sophisticated enough to understand that his media, his government's involved in 9/11, just like all these other governments, but playing the part of Europe's good, America's bad, and allowing that information to come out.
Right, and their books, their own army manuals state to take over particular news publications to those ends.
That's it. Thanks for the call, Dave. Really great points from Maine. More calls and a bunch of other news. And yes, we have a guest coming up in about an hour. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, my name is Donald from theGoldenAnswer.com. Everyone knows that they need to own gold and silver. You see the headlines every day. It's the only safe haven in these turbulent times. Many of you want to acquire gold, but you can't afford it. TheGoldenAnswer.com is a private club, and our members acquire gold at 40 cents on the dollar. That's right, just 40 cents on the dollar. Our layaway leverage plan will help you stockpile real wealth. Now, obviously, there's a catch, but we believe in you. We believe in your desire to be secure. We believe in your desire to be free. Our plan is simple. Only our club members can open a layaway contract by putting down a 40% deposit. The balance is paid off by getting five other people into the club and to open a contract. We are the answer, the golden answer to securing your future in gold and silver bullion at 40 cents on the dollar. For more information, visit us at thegoldenanswer.com
or give us a call at 1-800-710-1090. That's 1-800-710-1090.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to join us on air, it's open line Friday. It's 1-800-259-9231. You want to talk about North Korea and South Korea, India and Pakistan, China? You want to talk about the proliferation of race-specific bioweapons? You want to talk about the neocons and the PNAC documents? You want to talk about GPS and how they want to implant children with microchips? You want to talk about Arnold saying he loves Hitler, which is the big news story that just broke? The firestorm about Bush's Karl Rove leaking CIA people's identities just to burn them for not lying about weapons of mass destruction. And then now the arms inspectors are saying, okay, we may never find them. It's amazing. 1-800-259-9231. And I have written this little condensed blurb about Arnold and all his incendiary activities. I've added it to my article about Arnold that details his globalist backers. I hope that you will help us email this out to all the radio stations, TV stations in your area so that people can really put two and two together and look at the full field of this guy that really shows he's a megalomaniac on an incredible power trip who wants to be a dictator, who wants to be worshipped like Hitler by giant crowds. I mean, he said that. He was talking to a shrink. They would write in the notebook, has delusions of grandeur. And let me tell you, he's achieved those the grandeur. So I guess they're not delusions. It's scary, folks. And he fits in like a pea, like a pea in a pod there with the Bohemian Grove Club and that whole group of unsundry people. And does it make you mad that the Washington Times has endorsed Arnold? You got a subscription to him? Dump it. I don't care what. What the neocons say, the Patriot Act's evil and destroys American liberty. I don't care if Pat Robertson says forced abortion is good, and I don't care if you get mad at me for saying that forced abortion's wrong. It's wrong, folks. I remember when years ago, I still get criticism when I mentioned, why are you talking bad about Pat Robertson? Because he said kill those babies, that's why. He said China's doing what it has to do. And when I tell you the Red Cross, don't give them your money, they steal it and they give it to gun grabbers. It came out in the news later, didn't it? When I tell you stuff, when I tell you that he loves Hitler, it's because it's on the record, folks. And I'm sorry you hadn't heard it from Peter Jennings yet. You will tonight. And I'm not sitting there tooting my own horn, folks. I know what's going on. And I just hope you'll listen to me before it's too late, because we're on the razor's edge. Things are about to get a lot worse, folks. And it is so important now, not tomorrow, not next week, not next year, but now to get involved in the info war. And that means educating yourself to be an info warrior. And the best tools we've got to educate yourself with the facts, not the rumors that infest the Patriot movement, but with the facts is my videos, my books. Paul Joseph Watson's new book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order. It's amazing. Get a second copy of the book for $8 off the price when you get a second one. Get my book, Descent into Tyranny. Get 911, The Road to Tyranny, my incredible film. Get Police State 3, Total Enslavement, my newest film. Get them, watch them, check out the information in the films. It's all bibliographed on my website, there for you to check out for yourself. When I write a news article, the whole thing's a hyperlink to documents. Get Road to Tyranny, get Masters of Terror, get Police State 3, Total Enslavement, get Order Out of Chaos, get the videos, make the copies, air them on Access TV, get them out to opinion makers. We've got to go to every hill and mountain, to every valley, and be the town criers and tell the truth and warn the people. To arms, the New World Order is attacking us. To arms in the info war. So go to Infowars.com to order the videos or the books or the t-shirts, and you support this broadcast, or call toll-free as well at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. The globalists are counting on you not to take action. So take action. Second hour, straight ahead.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes...